Take this time to help prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper and focus on the sacrifice that was made for us. And as I tend to do, I don't ignore what's going on. It's Labor Day weekend, and you know, we take this time coming up here tomorrow and just to recognize the contributions and efforts of people that work for a living for the betterment of, you know, whatever you're doing for the city, for the country. But the, you know, anything you do, you know, you're doing generally with your hands. You're doing some kind of work. You know, you're typing, you're writing, you're working, you're digging, whatever it might be. You know, you're doing a lot of work with your hands, so it's important. So when you think about labor, you know, you hear that phrase, you know, an honest labor with your hands, and how important that the importance of your hands are. And so I want you to focus on here today, of course, is not maybe the work you're doing with your hands, but the work that Jesus did with his hands. And just focus a little bit on that. There are a great many instances you can think of in Jesus' life where he did something very important just with his hands. And I'm not going to read all these because I'd be up here a long time. But I'm just going to point out a few of these just to kind of help you get your thoughts focused on, again, what Jesus did in his life for others, especially just with his hands. Again, a great many instances and accounts you can read just in Matthew alone about how many people Jesus healed just by reaching out and touching them or waving his hand or doing something with his hands. And again, just open the book of Matthew and realize how many people that Jesus healed just by his touch, just by reaching out his hands. Or you think about when Peter was asked to come out on the water and walk to Jesus. Whenever Peter's faith waned and he started to sink, what did Jesus do? Reached out his hand and pulled him up out of the water. When you think about the account of the loaves and the fishes, everybody knows that account. And remember, there's a very finite amount of food that was there for a great multitude. And what did Jesus do? Jesus took the loaves and broke those and gave thanks for those and then gave those to the disciples. And then the disciples were handing them out into the crowd. With Jesus' hands, he took those loaves and broke them into pieces, and those pieces fed the multitudes. From this finite amount of bread became an infinite amount of bread just from Jesus' hands. In the same manner, when we say Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, when he was there with his disciples, remember the account, we read it many times, where Jesus took the bread and broke it and gave thanks. He said, "This do in remembrance of me." Can you imagine being there when Jesus took that bread and broke it and handed it to his disciples and said, "Take this, do this in remembrance of me." And he took the cup in the same manner and blessed it, handed it to his disciples from the hand of Jesus, and said, "Do this in remembrance of me." One account that I've read here recently through some of my talks about when Jesus was going through his trial and he suffered and he was tortured and he was made fun of and he was beaten. And remember when they twisted that crown of thorns and jammed it on his head to make fun of him, right? King of the Jews, here he is. Let's put this crown on him. We talk about that a lot, but do you remember what's next? They put this reed in his hand. Made him stand there like he was a king so they can make fun of him even more. You know, standing there with his crown and his reed, like this scepter. But it's just this reed thing, right, to make fun of him. They put that in his hand. Then they took it out of his hand, and what did they do with it? Well, then they beat him with it. So even more humiliation, making fun of him because, you know, he was saying he was the king of the Jews and they're going to make fun of him and they're going to beat him for it. But again, You see the Savior's hand holding something that's then going to be taken from him and beaten with. Again, I'm just wanting you to focus on the hands of Jesus and all the things, the wonderful things that he did with his hands, but also the horrible things that were done to him with his hand, right? Holding that scepter and then taking that reed that was supposed to be the scepter and then beating him with it. And then, of course, ultimately what happens to the hands of our Savior? These big nails, and I don't even like calling them nails, these big spikes, right? Being driven through his hands into the cross. Again, something that you need to do, to use, to be able to do pretty much anything that you can do, is put out and spikes driven through those hands. And remember what Thomas said. He said, unless I see his hands and see those holes that are there, I'm not going to believe. And then what did Jesus tell him when he saw him later? Come here. Come see. Come see my hands. Come see what's there. Again, there's so many things that we can use when I say help prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper. I'm a visual person, and I like to choose, one thing to hold on to. And that's what I'm trying to get you to think about here today. There's so many things that our Savior did for us and did for so many others when he was here on this earth, and he continues to do today. All the people that he healed, all the people that he helped. But he offered his body, he offered his hands to us to be nailed to a cross so that we can have that hope of eternal life with him in heaven. As we partake of this bread and this fruit of the vine that represents his sacrifice, the pain and the humiliation that he went through, for us, I ask you to remember that and remember those hands that did so much and went through so much for each and every one of us.